Welcome to Jamaica's Promise, the program that highlights all the good things happening at the primary level. This week, we spent some time at Rollington Town Primary School, getting to know the staff and students of this resilient school in the heart of Eastern Kingston.
People tend to think that if you're from the inner city, you're not doing anything, but that is a myth. And we wanted to prove to them that this was in fact a myth. At this school, we try to provide the students with every opportunity to put them out there in a good light.
Principal of Rollington Town Primary, Dr. Margaret Bailey. She's been working steadily to boost the performances of her students and the perception of her school. Knowing full well that any school not using technology to aid the learning process is at a disadvantage, Dr. Bailey has been investing heavily in technology to help her students, so much so that the school made it to the semi-finals of the Flow in My School technology competition.
We have gone ahead and we have made some investments in technology here at school. We have a computer lab, which we have set up. The teachers use multimedia projector along with the computer to project some of their lessons through PowerPoint presentations as well as videos. We use videos from the YouTube. There are some other websites that we have found to be very helpful in teaching the children.
The investment in technology has been having a positive impact on literacy and numeracy scores. Rollington Town Primary boasts a literacy rate of 78.2%. Numeracy rates are also improving due to the implementation of a math intervention program over the last year.
Because the intervention program, it deals with a smaller group, so the children get more individual attention, so they are not left behind. The improvement is seen when they go back to the class and in the end of month and end of year examinations.
Teacher Kareen Brown, she's in charge of the math intervention program. With such strong attention being given to helping students learn, it should come as no surprise that the students are doing well at the GSAT exams.
We have been getting some very, very good GSAT results, especially last year. The children did well. We get 100% in mathematics, we got social studies, and we got science. So the teachers are really working, and we are seeing results.
Vice Principal Rosetta Phillips. Now let's hear from a few of Rollington Town's star students. Here's head girl Brittany Nichols telling us why she likes her school.
Well, it's a very good school. We have a very nice principal and teachers. Also, we have a good academic level of teaching. I may go to my teacher for assistance where in the subject I'm not good in, and they will show me how to do it and so I can understand it better.
Grade 6 student Javin Ashley feels the same way.
Well, the school year at Rollington Town has high academic high standards in education, especially in the sports. We have won medals in football and netball, and it's been really great here at Rollington Town.
Another thing Principal Bailey prides herself on is the strong relationship the school shares with the parents.
School community relations, that has improved tremendously. We are trying to reach our parents one at a time. And so we find that the empowerment process where the parents are concerned, where they're feeling a sense of ownership of the school, we see where that is getting better. Parents are showing more interest in their children's work and their education.
But all this is expected as it is part of her overall plan to establish Rollington Town Primary as one of the best, catering to the academic and social needs of all types of students in a loving and welcoming environment. That's it for this week's edition of Jamaica's Promise. Join us again next time. If you know of an interesting program or activity at a primary school, email us at radio@jis.gov.jm. Let us know and we'll highlight it right here on JIS Radio. Till then, this has been Jamaica's Promise. I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Andre Palm.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.